everyone, and welcome back to the Glam Observer podcast. I'm Jada, founder and CEO of the first fashion career advice platform, Glam Observer, a fashion career coach, best-selling author, Forbes Under 30, and in this podcast, I will share actionable tips, tricks, and behind-the-scenes secrets of the fashion industry. If you're an ambitious fashion enthusiast looking to start a career in this industry, you are in the right place. Hello everyone, and welcome back to the Glam Observer podcast. Today we're going to talk about how to get a fashion internship this summer. Yes, it is still March, but it is not too early to start applying for summer fashion internships. So if this is something that you would like to do this year, then tune in, because in this episode I'm going to give you all the details and the steps you need to make it. If you're listening to the Glam Observer podcast, take a screenshot and tag me at Glam Observer to get reposts on our stories. Plus, if you enjoy our podcast, please leave a review, rate, and subscribe. All right, so let's begin with what you have to do with fashion internships and how to get one this summer. If you're looking to start gaining some work experience in the fashion industry, internships are the best way to get your foot in the door, and summer is the most popular period for internships in fashion. You can take advantage of your school break and fully immerse yourself into this experience. But summer fashion internships are also popular because it's the time of the year where most of the internships are published at, so which means that there are more opportunities than the rest of the year. Summer fashion internships are usually posted from March onwards. That's why today is March the 8th when this podcast episode goes live, but it's not too early. So even if you might believe that you still have a lot of time before June, remember that this is fashion and so it's super competitive. So the earlier you can start, the better. Especially if you're considering doing a fashion internship abroad, you need the time to consider to move to a new city, even if it's just for the internship that is going to last like a couple of weeks to 1 month. So you still need the time to prepare the document or to find an apartment that you can rent to stay, and other things that you might need to move and relocate, especially if you're considering like an internship like in a city that is on the other side of the country, or if you consider to moving abroad, like you're living in Milan and you want to move to New York City, or you live in New York City and you want to go to Europe on London. So you need the time to organize everything, so the earlier you can start, the better. Plus, remember that some fashion internships are unpaid, so maybe you want to, save up a little bit to be able to sustain yourself just in case your internship is going to be unpaid. But even before applying, and let's say that, for example, you already have found some internships, let's take a step back, because there are some fundamental things you have to do to be successful and get these summer fashion internship. So first of all, what are the different kind of fashion internships that you can do? Summer internships usually last from a couple of weeks to a couple of months. The internship period for summer goes from June to August. And there are, of course, internships in all the different departments in fashion. So like I wrote in my book, Your Fashion Dream Plan, you should not say, I want to work in fashion, because I want to work in fashion means nothing and everything, because as you can imagine, there are many departments in the fashion industry. So even if you're just starting out, you're at the beginning of your career, it is better that you start being a bit clearer with the your career goals. So where is the department you want to get into? So from now on, when you're looking for an internship, you should have already in mind a clear idea of which is the department you want to get into, so that you can find and look for the summer fashion internship already into the department of your dreams. So there are internships in PR, editorial, styling, marketing, design, buying, e-commerce, merchandising, all of the departments. On globeobserver.com, you're going to find an entire article with the different departments of the fashion industry, so you can read and maybe find out which is the department that is made for you, just in case you're not sure yet, or if you want to explore more option. If you already have a dream department in mind, it is better to look for an internship there, of course, because you're going to gain already experience in your chosen area. If you're unsure about what's made for you, internships are a great way to clarify your career doubts. So you could do like a couple of different internships in different departments to see what works best for you. So you might believe that maybe fashion PR is made for you, then you start with the first internship and then you change your mind, you can do an internship into another department and change. Any experience is valuable in fashion when you're starting out, and your current internship is not going to be the job of your life. So while it's useful to already intern in the department you're interested in, take also an eye open on different and similar opportunities. For example, if you want to work in buying, also merchandising internships are very similar. If you want to work in design, something like product development could be an interesting experience. If you want to become a stylist, you can find a styling internship at a fashion e-commerce like YOOX NET-A-PORTER or MyTheresa, or the e-commerce of a brand like the e-commerce at Burberry, the e-commerce at Prada. So this is also a valuable experience instead of interning by assisting a celebrity stylist, for example. So you can consider a similar option. And remember that any experience is valuable in fashion when you're at the beginning of your career, because it will teach you, you know, any experience will teach you something, and you're still like building precious contacts that are going to help you go ahead and move to your next career opportunities. So, what does a fashion intern do? So, whatever department you choose, as a fashion intern, the role is going to be mostly supporting someone else's job with the most practical task. So, if you decide to go into PR, your job is going to be the senior PR, your boss is going to be the senior PR, the stylist, the buyer. So you will assist all of these people according to the department you're into and the team. Interning at a fashion magazine, for example, means working in the fashion cupboard, organizing PR samples. You will assist the fashion editors, sometimes even with some personal runs. It happens. Interning in fashion PR includes packing and unpacking PR samples to send to editors, stylists, and if there are some events, you might be helping them with the events. Interning in fashion buying, marketing, and merchandising means helping your boss, the buyer, the merchandiser, and the marketing manager with the most practical task, and you will mostly, like, you know, work on Excel sheets. By the way, if you're interested in learning Excel because you want to get into buying, branding, merchandising, the enrollment for the course Excel for Fashion are opening again soon. So I will leave you the link into the notes of this podcast episode so you can join the waitlist and be the first to know when the doors for our popular online course Excel for Fashion are going to be open again, so you can gain this skill and get, you know, have more chances to get a job in buying, merchandising, marketing especially. Excel is used by anyone in fashion, but especially for this career, it's super request. It is a must have. So talking about links that I'm going to give you inside the notes of this podcast episode, I will also leave a link to a free masterclass where I teach 3 powerful strategies to stand out and land your dream job in fashion. This is a 1 hour masterclass where you're going to learn a lot of practical tips to finally apply for jobs and make sure that you break into the fashion industry. So again, I will leave you the link to this free masterclass to learn three strategies to get a job in fashion into the notes of this podcast episode. So let's go back. How do you get this fashion internship this summer? So of course, once you've found some internship that you're interested in, but also I will show you later what to do in case you can't find an internship that you like, you have to start with building your first CV. So even if this is going to be just an internship, your CV is still important. It represents you, but don't worry if you can only add what you're studying or your recent degree. That's fine. You're applying for internships, so recruiters know that you don't have experience, or otherwise you would be applying for a full-time job and not internships. So don't worry about the fact that your CV is going to be short. However, despite the fact that you can only have a little information on it, still having a clean, professional and polished template matters and is something that recruiters look at. Especially if you're at the beginning of your career and you don't have experience, and so recruiters can't hire you and make their hiring decision on the previous experience you have. They have to base their hiring decision on other things, and the way you present yourself, and so your CV, which is like your business card when you're presenting yourself for the first time to a fashion company, says a lot about your personality. And this is something that recruiters notice. You know, the way you structure it, the font you choose, the template, all of these say a lot about your personality. So if you structure it, if it is like a flat and simple resume, you will look like a flat and simple person as well. While if you have a professional but bold CV template, you will look like someone who thinks out of the box, but that is still very professional. So think about this when building your CV. And just in case you need help, I will leave you the link to the fashion resume kit where you will find everything that you need to build the best CV. You will find 20 resume templates ready for you and approved by real fashion recruiters. So you will make sure that these CV templates are not just great, but they're designed specifically for the fashion industry. Plus the mini course on how to build the best CV for fashion. So I will leave you the link to the fashion resume kit into the notes of this podcast episode. Your CV is not only the document that you will need. You will also need a powerful cover letter that showcases your passion for the brand and that position. Since you're still at the beginning of your career, recruiters will look at your cover letter more than your CV, because through that they can see if you're really someone passionate about the job, if you're smart, and if you will be able to learn quickly inside the company. The way you write your CV, the way you write your cover letter, like I said, they all say things about your personality. And when you're at the beginning of your career, the fashion industry will hire you for your potential. So they want to see and know if you're someone who can learn everything that you need inside the company. So it doesn't matter if you don't have all the skills figured out already. It's normal. You're at the beginning of your career, so they will train you. But they want to know, and they will be able to understand from your CV, your application, so how you write your emails, how you answer the phone, how you get to the job interview. All of these things are going to let recruiters understand if you're someone with a potential to grow inside the company. And this is what makes or breaks a job application. So how do you get these fashion internships? So the best way to find the fashion internships is online. However, while of course you can look for summer fashion internships on the different career websites, I personally believe that the best and most effective way to get an internship is to email directly recruiters, editors, buyers, PR stylists, so the people you want to work with, asking for a summer internship, specifically in that department. So don't just say, don't never write general email like, dear sir, madam, this is my CV, I'm looking for an internship. This email never works. This strategy instead is very, very powerful if you learn how to use it and how to write powerful email. And so you say the correct thing so that recruiters or anyone who's going to read them is going to understand the right things about you. And this is a strategy that is super powerful because if you think about it, if you only apply online, you have to wait for your favorite brands or magazines that are going to post a job. So you're wasting time. So in case you can't find opportunities, what are you going to do? You can just sit and wait for your favorite brands to post a job. The best way, in fact, would be to email directly your companies. But this is also a strategy to impress recruiters, you know, because you're proving you are someone who thinks out of the box, because you're not just using the standard traditional application. So you're not just applying online like anyone else. You are resourceful because you have found a way to get in contact with them directly. And so it's going to be really impressive. Another reason why emailing directly company works is because it showcases that you're really passionate about that specific company and that you're not just applying to many internships online just to get one simple internship. If you are emailing directly that company for an internship, it means that you're really, really interested in that company because you're emailing them directly. It's not like you go online just to find one internship, then you find that brand's opportunity and you apply. So you're like one of hundreds of other people who have applied for that job because it was there. So it's also a great strategy because it's less competitive because you're not applying online like anyone else. So when you write these emails, you can already write your cover letter in the body of the email, you attach your CV and portfolio for more creative jobs such as fashion design, photography or graphic design. Another great way to get internships is by leveraging connections. I know that you're at the beginning of your career, so maybe you don't know anyone in fashion, but thanks to Instagram and LinkedIn, you can build connections with anyone from anywhere. So my best suggestion to start building connections, so breaking the ice and starting a conversation with these people, is requesting an informational interview. With informational interviews, you're going to introduce yourself and ask a couple of questions about their career and take advantage of that conversation to then later, just after that you have had this conversation, so you have the conversation first and then you ask for the job later once you have talked a little bit. So this is going to be very powerful because if you just go on LinkedIn, you go straight and ask for a job, it's going to be harder to get one. But if you build a relationship first and then you ask for the job, that's the strategy that works. And I do talk more about information interviews in the free masterclass that I will leave you the link into the notes of this podcast episode, where I teach three powerful strategies to get a job in fashion. So you can register for free via the notes of this podcast episode. Another way to find internships is to register for the Glam Observer newsletter, because every Friday we do send a list of the best fashion internships and jobs. So you are updated with the best jobs with our newsletter. So you don't have to go online and look for internships anywhere. You have a resource that comes into your inbox with a list of the best jobs. So we'll also leave the link to register for our newsletter so you can stay up to date with the best fashion jobs and internships every single week. All right, so I really hope that you have enjoyed this podcast episode. Let me know if you're going to start applying for summer internships. Send me a direct message on Instagram at Glam Observer or tag me in your stories. Let me know how this episode has inspired you and which of the strategy you're going to start using to get your summer internship. And yeah, thank you so much for listening and bye for now.